You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Ooh, I should have actually put some sand in here and threw it on you.
Nigga, no.
That'd have been dope.
You throw sand on me, I'm coming over this table.
Sand, I mean, it would definitely ruin your wig.
I'm coming over the table, because if it gets in my eye, we got problems.
What if I just...
in my titties?
Threw some
sand titties?
Sand in the cleavage.
It would get stuck.
For all of you who are confused, not only by the sand comments, but how I look. I am doing my closest impersonation of Gaara from the anime series Naruto.
Oh, Naruto.
So look it up. You'll see that I'm not really there, but it's a cool little makeshift.
I think you're quite there.
Thank you for the makeup, by the way.
You're welcome.
It was a disaster for the eyes.
The writing looks good to me.
The writing looks cool. I was crying too much for the eye part. I don't know
right.
How you guys do that.
So I wasn't able to get a solid eye line, but I had the perfect makeup for it.
I really don't
As
know
you
how
could
you guys
see,
do that.
My wingtip is
wing
a little
tip.
Yes, it's a, oh, it's
what, nip slip?
Oh, the hair. Oh, there's a long ass piece of hair. Right in my slitties.
Oh. Thought there was a nip slip. I was like, man, I didn't notice at all.
You would have noticed if there was.
That's what I was thinking.
Sure.
Yeah, I really look like a Ghostbuster. Like
you look like a pirate.
Hipster Ghostbuster.
Pirate.
If I walk away from my backpack, no one will know.
No, you would get, what are you?
I'm Gaara.
That's yeah, and they'd be like,
who's that? Right. It's not even a popular enough character for people to just get off rip. But I must say, that the whole reason this came about was because I told you, you would make an amazing Lady Tsunade. These are all characters in Naruto. Mm-hmm. You didn't even know who that was when I told you.
I had no idea who it was. I tried to start watching. I started watching the show. And so I'm on episode 8 now. And she's not a big part of it just yet.
Not yet.
She's just,
but she starts
they just
running
talk
stuff.
About her a lot.
I started because I saw a cosplayer do it. Mm-hmm. And she was cool. She wasn't as
busty.
Busty. Wasn't as endowed. But I was like, this is cool. I think Persephone could do this better.
Oh.
So I told you about it. And the backstory of it, she's the boss. She runs everything. So you're welcome, anime community. I may have gotten her into Naruto.
Got me a little bit of...
It's a great... You pulled it off. You pulled it off. Oh, you even have the little symbol on the back. Mm-hmm. You know, the... even if you had done one of your regular blondes, too. I think you would have kept leveling up.
Oh, so this...
the wig is crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy, but it's
works.
Her hair.
It's her hair,
Literally, I bought the wig that was specific to the character.
So, this is a light-skinned Japanese woman. She don't got no good type C.
She don't have type C. I was going to keep my ponytail, my blind ponytail on, you know, but I really wanted to go...
All the way. You did the diamond?
I did the diamond. I tried to... Because I know the anime community, I think, is like, they're tough critics.
Tough critics.
And if you're going to go as their favorite character, you better come with it.
If we walked through Comic-Con, I would probably get more horrible looks than you. I think they
absolutely.
Would like you.
I don't think I would get horrible looks.
I don't think they would like... I don't think they would like me. They would love you. But if I was with you, then they'd be
then
like, oh, Gaara.
Yeah. But we would have sprayed your dreads.
Red?
Red. Hmm. Because they have that to where you can just rinse it out.
I don't know if I'm that committed.
You but should, if we were at the Comic-Con, I think you Comic-Con. Should be.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, I think we look good. Mm-hmm. I think we look all right.
Yeah, we look good.
Well, welcome to another episode of Thick Threads. Happy Halloween.
Happy
I am your
Halloween.
Co-host, Patrick Cloud. I almost hit him with the government.
Patrick
almost Kid? Hit him with the, no, I almost hit him with the government.
Ooh.
Patrick Hughes.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm Persephone. Yeah.
Our intros are getting very, very informal.
Right. You know who
you guys
we
just
are.
Jump into this conversation. Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
We had a great episode last time. I was Sub-Zero. You were Katana. We're in costumes, so it's only right that we do some scary stories. Some more. You had a very chilling story last time.
You liked it?
It was fun.
Hey, thank you.
It was a good time.
Good.
So I'm going to battle your story with some mini stories. How do you feel about that?
Hey, I'm up for the challenge because I have a nice little story for you.
Tiny, tiny little stories that we can pepper in. I think maybe three or four of mine would equal up to yours.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So we want to just jump into it? I'm feeling spooky.
Let's jump into it.
All right. Here's my first story. It's called The Walking Dead.
Oh. There's a
great
show.
Great show. Mm-hmm. AMC's Crown Jewel.
I haven't seen it.
Are you serious?
Jesus Christ. The Walking Dead.
I'll let this slide. All right. It's told from a nurse's point of view.
Ooh.
I'm a psychiatric nurse, and early in my career, I worked at a residential mental health facility. One of our residents was an elective mute, which means that he couldn't talk. Ugh. But there were no medical reasons as to why. He had spoken earlier in his life and, in fact, seemed quite normal back then, with the exception of being close to 7 feet tall.
7 foot tall?
Once you're past 6'8", you're a little scary looking.
Oh, my God. A mute 7 foot. That is...
It's a recipe for horror. He'd been raised in the Deep South and joined the military when he was 19. So he's strong.
It's getting worse.
But one night he just vanished. He was declared AWOL, and eventually he was declared missing and dead. 10 years later, a 7 foot tall man walked into a VA hospital emergency room in my part of the Midwest and said to the receptionist, "My name is Marion Duchene," which is not the real name, "and I've been dead for 10 years.
I've been dead for 10 years?
No. Which is
right.
About 10 years after he went missing.
Okay.
Those were the last words he ever spoke. He was covered with dust. He was wearing the same clothes he was reported to be wearing the night he vanished 10 years ago.
Wow.
And his social security number had not been used. He had no identification on his person. However, they
he
were
remembered his social?
I don't know. Oh. I guess so. Well, he said his name, so maybe they looked it up. The family was notified. They were able to identify him via fingerprints.
Oh, okay.
The family was notified, but they said they had already grieved their lost man and that whomever was claiming to be him simply could not be. They demanded not to be contacted again.
No way. That doesn't even...
Yeah, that's not him. We went to the funeral. Get out of here.
That's right.
But it's like we fingerprinted
him. That's
probably
why he left for 10 years and didn't want to come back.
Marion paced all day, every day, moving his mouth that looked like talking or muttering, but no sound came out. It's terrifying. He had an unnerving habit of throwing his head back with his mouth wide open, as if he were laughing heartily, but not even a breath could be heard. Silent laughing? That's actually scary as I did it.
Right, that's what
as
I'm like,
did it,
I
was
crazy
like,
as hell.
I started thinking it was going to be funny, and as I went to the second laugh, I was like, this is horrifying.
This sounds like an episode of or a season of American Horror Story.
If I talked to him, he appeared to listen, periodically throwing his head back in that laughter-mimicking way of his. That would freak me out. Various medications were tried, and they did not affect him either positively or negatively. Occupational therapy did nothing because Marion would just grin, and unless told to stay put, he'd get up and start pacing again. On my last day of that job, the last thing I saw was Marion pacing in the parking lot, throwing his head back to laugh. Later, I wondered if all along I'd been dealing with a ghost. All these years later, I still don't know.
Wow. That's creepy. Like, what do you mean you've been dealing with a ghost? Nobody else saw him but her?
Ah, it seems like everybody was talking to him.
He could have been lost.
But it says his social security wasn't used, which I didn't know they tracked like that. But
yeah, because, like, say you want to go get an apartment.
Oh, right, right, right. Use, that kind of stuff.
Or buy a house, buy a car, you know, like those are pretty solid things that adults, most adults do. So
I forgot about the beginning of the story when he said, oh, I have been dead for 10 years.
Yeah, you that's think? Weird.
Because I mean, he was mute, never talked, said one thing, I'm dead.
He was dusty.
He was dusty, right. There's so much going on in this story. He was dusty as hell. The laugh freaky. Without sound is going to, I'm going to think about that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Later.
That is freaky. It reminds me of something. I can't put my hand on it, but I mean, my hand. I can't put my finger on it.
I can't really put my foot on this. Just random part. I can't put my shoulder on it.
My toe on it.
All right, you ready for my second one?
Yes.
I'm just rapid fire creeping. Creepiness. This is called It Was Good to See an Old Friend.
Oh, I thought you was going to say it was good until it wasn't.
No, I said something else.
You did, but that would have almost been better.
How was my voice during the last story?
It was like this.
Was it creepy? Should I creep it up?
Should I creep it up or should I?
That doesn't sound like me.
That does sound like you.
Okay. It was good to see an old friend.
Wait.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like it.
All right, I'm going to creep it up.
Try to be creepy. Yeah.
When I was 37,
you sound like a sex phone
I went
operator.
To my high school reunion. I flew into the nearest airport and rented a car. I'm just going to read to the audience since you're not taking this serious.
You sounded like a phone sex operator. You said, I was 37.
I flew to the nearest airport and rented a car. The distance was about 35 miles through a very rural and almost abandoned part of the country. About 3 miles outside of town, I see someone on the side of the road flagging me down. It turned out that it was one of the guys I had attended school with. Jim, not his name, gets in the car and we start talking. I had not seen him in 20 years, but he still looked the same, maybe a little older. We get to town and I ask him if he wants to come to the VFW and have a drink.
VFW, not DFW?
VFW. I don't know what that is. He says, no, just take me home.
Damn.
Jim's parents had lived only a few blocks from my grandmother's house, and I turned in that direction, but he said to take him to the outskirts of town. This is where I would have been. I think this our hangout is ending.
Yeah.
There was a mobile home park out there, and I figured that is where he lived. When we reached the end of the turn off, he said, just drop me off here. It was good to see you again. And he walks off into the night.
Into the abyss.
I go to the VFW. Still didn't explain what that was. I guess that's the high school reunion.
Venus farewell.
Maybe.
Week.
I go to the VFW and I met some of my old classmates. We start to talk. As we are talking about who is coming to the reunion, I mention that I had just picked up Jim 3 miles east of town and had dropped him off. Everyone gets quiet. Even the guy singing karaoke stops and lays down the mic.
What?
My cousin goes white as a new t-shirt.
So he's dead.
Barb, Jim died on that curve 8 years ago. He rolled his car. We were all at his funeral, I was told. I started to feel really dizzy and I went out to the car to take some deep breaths.
And he saw Jim.
There on the seat is the local newspaper printed 8 years previous containing Jim's obituary. I still have the paper. He went and dropped the obitch off?
Obitch?
The obitch?
Really? He went and dropped the obitch off.
So he
dumb,
had him,
bro.
So he met him, told him to like take him to his death spot, got dropped off, then found him again. I think he might have been upset that he wasn't at the funeral.
Maybe.
Because he was the only one who didn't know about
like,
this.
You need to know.
So he literally met up with him, was like, what's up? Take me to where I died. Then go to your friends, find out
tell
I died.
Them.
Oh, bitch.
And now you're oh, freaked bitch. Out.
Oh, bitch.
And now you're thinking about me for the next 10 years.
You think that's what happened?
Hey, could be.
Yeah, this wasn't. What oh, if this he's was only like, last year.
Have you seen that movie Coco?
Of course. Un poco loco.
Remember, like, if they start, like, losing memory? That's Coco, right?
Oh, memory of the abuelita.
Uh-huh.
The start, abuela.
If people stop remembering, you start fading.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you go, because you weren't really locked into mine.
I liked it.
Okay. I got little chill bumps.
All right, you ready?
What you got?
I want to say mine in a scary voice, too.
Okay.
One of my relatives passed away suddenly. I never met the woman. She had a daughter who was 4 years old. The little girl's name was Yuki. Her father wasn't able to raise her on his own, so he asked my aunt to take care of her. The little girl refused to be left alone and never left my aunt's side. It started to become a problem. My aunt couldn't go anywhere without Yuki. She constantly needed attention. Even my aunt's own daughter started to get jealous. One day, my aunt told me that she had to go out of town for a couple of days and asked if I would babysit. We got another babysitting story.
Oh, yeah.
Babysit the little girl for her. I said it would be my pleasure. I lived alone, and I could do with some company. A few days later, my aunt dropped Yuki off at my apartment. As she was leaving, she took the little girl aside and said, "Yuki, please be good. Behave yourself." When my aunt was gone, I tried to talk to Yuki and play some games with her, but the little girl's behavior was very strange. She had a teddy bear tucked tightly under her arm and never let go of it. She never smiled. She never spoke. All she ever did was sit quietly in the corner and stare at the wall.
Creepy kids.
It made me kind of uneasy. I was trying to find something that would entertain her. I had just bought a new digital camera, and I decided to let Yuki play with my old one. When she saw the camera, her eyes lit up. I showed her how to use it, and she went around my apartment taking pictures of everything. There was a bright smile on her face. That evening, I discovered how difficult Yuki was to deal with. Whenever I tried to leave the room, she started crying and screaming out my name. I couldn't leave her alone or she would create a huge fuss. She even insisted on going to the bathroom with me, which was very embarrassing. Yeah. At bedtime, she refused to stay in the spare room and insisted on sleeping in my bed. I read her a bedtime story, and after a while, I managed to get her to go to sleep. That was when I noticed her teddy bear. One of its legs was charred and blackened as if it had been burned. It made me wonder. In the middle of the night, I was awoken by a strange noise. When I turned over, I saw that there was something wrong with Yuki. The little girl's body was trembling and shaking. Trembling and shaking.
You have one of those breaks every story.
Her eyes were wide open, her teeth were chattering, and tears were streaming down her cheeks. I held her close and asked her what was wrong. She, looking at me again, mumbled, "Who is?" I asked in surprise. "The dark woman," replied Yuki. She wouldn't say anything more. I tried to tell her it was just her imagination, but she kept shaking her head and whimpering. It took me a long time to get her to go back to sleep. The next day, Yuki was fine again. She loved playing with my digital camera. When it was time for her to go home, I told her she could keep it. Yuki hugged me. Although she didn't say anything, I could tell she was overjoyed. I dropped the little girl off at my aunt's house and stayed to have a cup of tea. My aunt thanked me for taking care of Yuki. We spent a while chatting at the kitchen table. "Poor little thing," said my aunt. "She hasn't said a word since her mother died." I couldn't contain my curiosity. "How did Yuki's mom die?" I asked. A strange look came over my aunt's face. "She died in a fire." Ooh. I said, "How did the fire start?" "Well," my aunt hesitated, unwilling to talk about it. "It's a very sad story. She committed suicide." Yuki's mother was a very troubled woman. She poured gasoline all over herself and lit a match.
Damn.
She burned herself alive.
What's with the showmanship? You can't just do that?
Right.
Regular?
Oh my God, I exclaimed. How horrible. Yes, my aunt said. Her family was so shocked, they hushed it up and pretended it was an accident. We had a small funeral, but only close relatives were invited. Yuki wasn't there. She doesn't even know her mother is dead. She thinks her mother is just on a long holiday.
Jesus Christ.
We haven't had the heart to tell her the truth. Poor Yuki, I murmured. My aunt nodded her head sadly. Poor Yuki. A few days later after that, Yuki died.
The little girl?
Yuki died. My aunt was trying to change Yuki's behavior at night. She forced the little girl to sleep in her own bedroom. Even though Yuki screamed and cried, my aunt left her there alone and locked the door. In the morning, she found Yuki lying motionless in the bed. The poor little girl was dead. Nobody could understand what happened. The coroner couldn't determine a cause of death. There wasn't a mark on her body. She was perfectly healthy. She had just mysteriously died during the night. There was no explanation. After the funeral, I went back to my aunt's house. Everyone was very sad. She returned the digital camera I had given to Yuki. I took it home with me. It was something to remember her by. The memory card was full. The random photos Yuki had taken, I browsed through them, wiping a tear from my eye. There were pictures of my apartment, pictures of my aunt's house, pictures of flowers, dogs, toys, candy, silly pictures that a child would take. Then I came to the last picture and it made my blood run cold. My hands were trembling. I wanted to scream, but nothing would come out. The timestamp on the photo showed that it had been taken on the night Yuki died. Here is the last picture the poor girl ever took.
Okay, so what I'm looking at is an all-black picture with just eyeballs. Like,
in the dark.
Just so. The whites of eyes mm-hmm. in pitch black. Which I always wondered, like, what kind of camera do you need to get the whites of somebody's eyes and nothing else?
Right. It's when creepy. I was reading this, she almost looked like, it almost looked like cat eyes to me. But she looked freaked out. Like, if you just try to see the expression, they look like, you know, like bugged out.
That's probably the dark woman, right?
It might be the dark woman, or is it? Yeah.
It's not Yuki. That'd be a creepy, I'd be more creeped out of Yuki if she took a picture of herself like that. She said the dark woman.
The dark woman. That is crazy.
I don't know why ghosts are so photogenic. Like, they'd never come out. They never show each other. But you pull out a digital camera, they all over the place.
Right.
They're like, oh, we doing cameras? Unless cameras just are able to access other worlds and dimensions.
Hey, they might be.
So, mom lights herself on fire, dies. They tell the kid she's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Kid just starts acting weird, doesn't really talk.
Right.
And then starts taking pictures.
But she sees the dark woman, so I wonder if she's seeing her mom.
Right.
Like, all the time.
But then why? How did Yuki die? Just mysteriously?
It just said mysteriously. She died. The coroner, there's no explanation for how she died.
Think the dark woman got
her? Maybe she had a heart attack from fear. Because remember how they said how scared she was to leave other people's side? She had attachment issues. Like, she was attached to
the dark woman.
Safety.
And maybe.
No, like, the aunt, and then... And then the girl who was looking after her.
Unless she was attached. Scared.
Yes, she was scared. And it said
of the dark
like,
woman?
Yeah.
So she was just trying to be with people.
Yeah. And that's why the aunt locked her in the room, said no. I guess the aunt was trying to like break her of this like attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think it's called flooding. I haven't done like when somebody has a fear, an immense fear of something,
mm-hmm.
you like flood it at them and it should like help them like get over it.
Seems like a horrible idea.
I mean, it's bad. And then like, I mean, if you're exposed to it enough, you know, then maybe it becomes tolerable.
That's why I don't like kids. I feel like true horror fans are creeped out by kids because I believe them. When they say imaginary friends, I see the lady with no mouth, the man with no face. Mm-hmm. I believe them immediately. I don't know why there's so many adults that are just like, just a kid.
Maybe kids really do have that sixth sense.
I think they do because they're closer mm-hmm. to death.
They're closer to death?
Like before they were born.
Oh.
So they're like fresh, new. you know, so.
Like birth?
You dead before you, like, oh yeah. But you dead before you born, right?
I wouldn't necessarily consider you, you dead. Alive. You yep, just haven't, alive. Yeah. To be, jeez, Pat.
All right. Let's get to these facts.
Okay.
I think we've creeped each other out enough.
Yeah.
My fact is, it's creepy. It's more unfortunate.
Is it thick?
Mm, yeah.
That's that thick.
There's some thick layers to this. So imagine this.
Okay.
In 2013, a 16-year-old girl cheated death and survived the tragic Asiana plane crash at the San Francisco airport. So imagine, you're a kid. Mm-hmm. Your plane goes down. You experience all that trauma.
She's on the plane or she on it. Missed the flight?
And cheated death survived okay. the plane crash, right?
Well, okay.
Moments after the crash, she was ran over and killed by the responding fire truck arriving at the scene.
Get out. Bro, that's like Final Destination.
You just survived a plane crash.
Which nobody usually survives.
She probably had her seatbelt on. I always wondered if that
worked. That
doesn't
help.
I always wondered.
That's everybody on the plane
so,
usually.
Boom. Everybody dead. She's running out. We're coming to save you. Boom. How dumb. Could that fire? You should retire if you drove that fire truck because your whole point was saving people. Pretty crazy.
Why? Like, bro. Oh.
That just upset you.
It did. It made me so mad. Just like that recent story that the girl that got kidnapped, she was being kidnapped by her dad, but the police shot and killed her.
Oh, shit.
While she was fleeing from the kidnapper.
It's crazy. Like, at least we picked a career path where if we're like have a bad day or we're bad at our jobs, not that big of a deal.
Right.
You bad at your job as a cop or firefighter, people die. It's a rough day at the office.
That was Final Destination's mm-hmm. whole movie plot. You cheated death, but I'm gonna get your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so exactly,
it kind of makes you look at good luck at something.
The Grim Reaper attached to her.
All right, what you got? Him.
All right. Mine, this is like a real fear.
Okay.
Okay. It's called locked-in syndrome. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Locked-in syndrome, or LIS, is a rare and serious neurological disorder that happens when a part of your brainstem is damaged, usually from a stroke. People with LIS have total paralysis, but still have consciousness and their normal cognitive abilities. Most people with LIS can communicate with eye movements. So this means total paralysis, entire body, but you have the same brain that we have now.
Is
you
that a vegetable?
I don't know if that's a vegetable. I don't think. Well, it might be because there's layers. Too. Well,
No, vegetable.
Is it just bad?
I wouldn't want to be called a vegetable.
I wouldn't either. But there's, okay. So let me read more. Locked-in syndrome is a rare neurological disorder characterized by paralysis of voluntary muscles, except for those that control your vertical eye, up and down movements. People with locked-in syndrome are conscious, alert, and have their usual cognitive abilities. Thinking and reasoning, but they're unable to show facial expressions, speak,
That's
or move.
Trash.
That is horrible.
It's like a coma. People, oh, but you'll
wait. Yeah. People with LIS can hear and typically communicate through purposeful eye movements, blinking, or both. They can also use assistive technologies to communicate. Locked-in syndrome is caused by damage to the specific part of your brainstem known as the pons. What are the types of locked-in syndromes? There's three, the classical form. In this type, you have total immobility, lack of voluntary movement, but can move your eyes vertically up and down, blink, and maintain your usual cognitive abilities. You can also hear.
Hmm.
The incomplete form. This type of LIS is just like the classical form, except you have some sensation and movement functions in certain areas of your body. I guess that's a little better than...
People are so obsessed with keeping people alive that they don't focus on giving people a life. You
right,
know,
because I can't
take me out. Just ask me the question, do you want this? I'll do the eye movement for no. Take me out.
Dr. Kevorkian?
I need a life. I mean, you can live like that, but it's just like, that's not a good value of life.
And this one is the total, the third one is the total immobility form. In this type of LIS, you have complete body paralysis and loss of eye movement, but you have your normal cognitive abilities. Healthcare providers can tell a person with this form still has cognitive thinking and reasoning by examining the cortical function with the EEG and test that measures brain waves.
So this can just happen to anyone? Is this like a, I mean, it's a brain, you said a stroke, right?
Well, it's damaged, yeah. So,
that's scary.
So it's damage to your brain stem. Locked in syndrome,
Yeah, when you said that, it sounded like a good thing, like,
locked
I'm in
the
studio,
like focused.
Locked in, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
But damn, that sounds like a sleep paralysis walking around. This but you can't walk.
Right, you can't. You can't move.
What up? This is Torre, host of the Hard to Earn podcast. And if you're a fan of music reviews, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Hard to Earn, where my partner Bonsu Thompson and I review your favorite new albums and classic albums on pivotal anniversaries, you know, 10, 15, 20, etc. We review track by track, rating from 1 to that elusive perfect 10. It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
Can't move anything but your eyes.
That's crazy.
But you, the way you and I are, you know, thinking and speaking, and they can't speak.
So you're probably just screaming inside your body.
Screaming.
Like, ah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's literally like trapped.
It's trapped. And you're conscious, you can hear.
You probably get horny.
Imagine. You know, I'd be like, hey, when one of the male nurses come in, like,
it's like,
what if I'm like, you can't move your head, though.
I gotta be a different type of down bad to as a nurse.
Was that sexy?
Hell no.
Or they might be like looking to rapidly to the side, like,
okay. That's horrible.
Let me put my dick out.
That is horrible. Well, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Don't like it. I think we succeeded in creeping ourselves out.
I think so too.
Hopefully we succeeded in creeping you guys out at home.
Yeah. And let us know what you guys are dressing up as. Is Halloween, or if you don't believe in Halloween, or I know there's a lot of people out there like that, don't believe in dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, why not?
Then just judge ours.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think about our costumes. Tell us what you're doing for Halloween, what you're dressing up as. Mm-hmm. Leave it in the comments.
It looks like you have a body in that bag.
Like a little kid?
Yeah.
Little kid in my backpack?
Yeah.
There's a little kid in my backpack. All right.
Wow. On that note,
I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
Happy Halloween. We will see you next week.
Bye.
What's up, y'all? This is Clint Coley, and I'm the host of the Music is Love Language podcast. Now, check this out. If you're a fan of music podcasts, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Music is the Love Language podcast. We are a podcast that has honest conversations about music all day, every day. If you like to argue music, this is the podcast you want to be listened to. And it's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop and powered by creators. Again, make sure you guys follow and subscribe. Music is the Love Language podcast. I'm Clint Coley. Hope to have your ear soon.